That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce. How are you? How's everybody tonight? This is the last day of February. Can you believe it? We're finally coming into a good time of year, the beginning of spring, and I'm so excited. March does come in like a lion and go out like a lamb, and I'm going to tell you that it's going to be some lion this month. He's going to roar. I feel very stark weather continuing through March. So let's hope that it can kind of end towards the Easter time and the spring equinox. So there's a divine force guiding everything, and we are going to get beyond what we're going through into the now moment. And I want to talk more about that because I talked about it last week. I just want to try to tell everybody not to go into fear and not to go into, oh my gosh, I'm going to disappear or come to harm or anything like that. I want you all to know that we are having the arrival of what I'm calling a spiritual interface. We're going from all that we knew, all that was reliable, all that we've always had, to something quite unknown right now. I feel like we're being forced into a part of life that we don't recognize in America, this wonderful country. And first they take away your right to talk, and then they take away your guns, and then they try to have power over you. So this is a process. This is the arrival of a new spiritual interface. And we are beginning to learn to go within, to find true value, which of course is in each other, and to move forward and adapt to the changes. And that takes a lot of rethinking and a lot of letting go. And I've been doing letting go work for years. Letting go of the past helps you stay healthy, helps you stay healed. And I'm talking about regrets of the past or things you wish hadn't happened. And what we're going to do is to invoke energies for positive change. So we have to learn about our own inner spiritual sanctuary, how we can work with that light, with that knowledge inside, and bring it out and forth so that we can have a peaceful, loving, harmonious life. When you have a peaceful, loving, and harmonious life, things go in something which I call the flow. There's nothing like the flow. And when you're in the flow, you know it. And when you're out of the flow, you know it. Because when you're out of the flow, that's when things start to go wrong, where you feel like, my goodness, what's happening here? I feel uncomfortable. I don't know what's going on. And we have to stay in the flow. And we can. Most people don't know how to do that all the time. I don't think I know how to do that all the time either. Because we have days where sometimes we just wake up and feel a little funny. But I want to talk about setting an intention. So I want you to start with, let's do a Monday, because I know about OGIM. Oh God, it's Monday. I can't wait till Friday. I don't really want to go to work and everything. But if you set an intention and sit quietly for a few minutes and bring your thoughts and your intention to what you are about to do. Now, that might be saying a prayer for somebody. That might be driving to work. That might be dressing your kids and taking them to school. It can be anything like that. And if you light a candle and you put on some incense and soft music, whatever you normally do, when you're entering the space. You know, I had an experience about this. I'm going to go back to the 80s when I worked for a wonderful lawyer. And I had a day scheduled that had a meeting every half hour. And I didn't know how I was going to drive to where I had to be, how I was going to make the time element. It was so short. So I had a little bit of a panic thing going on. So what I did in the morning when I got up is I sat down and I visualized my day. I visualized myself going to each meeting, to having a positive meeting with a positive outcome, going to the next meeting with no interference, no delays, no traffic jams or anything. And I visualized my entire day. And I'm going to tell you that my day absolutely went like clockwork. Whereas if I had gone into the day nervous about it, oh, I'm afraid that I may, you'll create it, because whatever you think is what you get. And in this day and age, with this new energy, the new double helix that came in on December 21st, 2012, what you think is what you get. So if you do worry about it, and you do worry about how you're going to get through the day, during the day, you can create the energy to give you the turmoil. And I'm sure many of you have had that experience. So let's start with March. March is the month of courage. And it's really an 8 month, because it's a 5 year and you add three and it's an 8 month. That gives it a powerful tinge to it. And it gives you strength, and it gives you a good business month. So I think March is going to be a very good time for new beginnings, especially with the full moon on the 13th. We've just had the full moon in Virgo. I'm sorry, it's the new moon on March 13th. And then the full moon in Libra is at the end of the month when we go into Passover. But you can absolutely make it work for you just by letting yourself think these wonderful things. Intention, awareness, courage, self-forgiveness, That's what I really wanted to talk about tonight. You know, this is a call-in show. I'm going to give you the phone number. It's 888-627-6008. And I would love to hear from you about using your divine force, about using your guides, and about getting beyond the moment. Think of wisdom, worthiness, strength, peace, cheerfulness, and laughter. We need a lot more of that. And think of freedom, along with compassion and determination. Freedom is another word for nothing left to lose. Now, that's from an old song, but it's wonderful, and you have that inside. Sometimes it gets blocked with fear. Sometimes it gets blocked with other people's thoughts, like, oh, you really shouldn't do that, or I don't think that's a good idea, and that type of thing. But, you know, we're all human beings, and we are all special in our own way. And sometimes we can have ideas that don't agree with our family or with our loved ones, but we have the idea. So why would you have the idea if you weren't supposed to do something with it? Regardless of where you are now, when the truth comes out about who you really are, and I want everybody to know that we need to invoke the energies of who we really are. That's part of this new spiritual interface. Then you find that you may not agree with or think, or that you may want to take a chance. Now you can take a chance and have faith and strength. That's your strength, that you know that it's going to work out as it should, because everything does work out as it should. Even though sometimes we question why it's happening. But you can do it. It's time to steer your ship. It's time to be who you are. So grab hold of life and make it yours. I'm going to say that again. Grab hold of life and make it yours. Some of you have had dreams of doing things from the time you were very young, and you've never been able to get there or to do it. But now is the time of seeing yourself being successful with that thought. For example, if you wanted to be a chef and open a restaurant, see yourself owning the restaurant. I know that we're in COVID now, but we are coming out of it. And we are going to get back to normal. It may not be until next year, but just know that the people around you and the energy around you assists you. You may find more than one occasion that you come across a particular place, such as a particular tree or a particular plant or even a bush, and there's an area where you feel good, where you feel your consciousness, and where you feel almost, I'm going to say prayerful. That might not be the right word, but I think it's in the flow. And I think it would be in balance and harmony. That would be the right words. And you feel that area around you. And you stand there, and doing that gives you strength. When I was younger, my grandmother always sent me out to a tree. And I had to sit against the tree and meld with the tree and ask the tree what was going on. And I would get quiet, and I would see a picture in front of me that would describe to me what the problem was, if there was one, and what I needed to do about it. And it never failed. It may have taken some time, 20 minutes, a half an hour, but it never failed. The earth does assist you. Your angels assist you. Your guides assist you. Even your animals assist you. So call on that. Call on that for your direction. As we go through these troublesome times, everything's changing, and it's changing so fast. And whether you know it or not, you're all having your own personal response to it. And so much of going on just doesn't seem true anymore. And you feel like everybody else is in control except you. And some of it feels a little bit outrageous. But with your inner guides and your inner balance system, you can know exactly what to do and what you need to do. And you can almost have a prophecy for yourself on how to manage what's going on around you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And I'm talking about staying in balance. I'm talking about how you can get through the tough times. And I'm talking about a spiritual interface that you can begin to work with. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the new spiritual chakras after this message. It's time for our weekly cosmic tip.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of March 1st through March 7th, 2021. March is the month that we begin to greet the sun once more, with the spring equinox on the 21st. Here's a little exercise for you to do so that you can gain more strength from Mother Earth and go on with your day. Begin to draw from the strength of the earth as March opens, and this will bring you health and well-being. This is a very powerful spring equinox, more than others, because it's the first real equinox of the new decade. So we can celebrate the new decade, send it good, clear wishes, and strengthen ourselves as well. When you rise early in the morning, take care of your morning routine. Put the coffee pot or tea kettle on for your morning beverage of choice. Warm water with lemon will do just fine. Bring your cup with whatever reading material that you enjoy to a sunny room or window. Offer a prayer to the Mother Earth and the great outdoors. Put your left hand over the palm of the beverage and ask for the energy of the sun and earth to enter and bring you revived, clear, and fresh energy for your health, productivity, and abundance. Then, gaze your eyes out at the window. Watch for your divine message. Something will appear, a bird, an animal, a breeze, or a budding flower. Mother Nature will speak back to you through her products with a sense of recognition and let you know that she has acknowledged your desire, your wish. Welcome to spring. Then notice that the powerful action has made a difference in your day. Keep a journal and make a record of your daily morning experiences. March will be a fast-paced month. It's a month of finding out the lies and finally recognizing the truth. A lunar T-square, including the secret Scorpio moon, along with straight-shooting Saturn, Jupiter, and Mercury in Aquarius. An on-edge Uranus and Taurus is also tagging along. Lucky, dynamic, and aggressive Mars moves into partying Gemini on March 3rd until April 23rd, saying enough of all of the power-hungry games and manipulation. All we want to do is have some fun. Let's have a party. Mars also aligns with the spiritual destiny north node of the moon, and it's going to be a quick month, so allow extra room for your scheduled plans and move from project to project. Venus assists us in turning the downbeat around with her sextile with Uranus, bringing sudden diplomatic solutions to volatile situations. As Mercury conjuncts truth-seeking Jupiter on Thursday, some long-buried secrets may be blurted out, viewed, and heard for all to judge, with many overdue consequences finally being faced. Despite the bright early spring weather, there will be a lot of shadiness on Friday and Saturday when the good-hearted moon in Sagittarius gets walked all over by the square to the Sun, Venus, and Neptune in the sign of the veil, Pisces. This brings in a lot of masquerading as victims. You will need to thoroughly vet all those who claim to need your help in order for you to avoid being taken advantage of. If you follow astrology, you can have a great and fulfilling life by understanding the moving of the energy of the day. This is why I bring you the weekly astrology report. Look to see where the planets and the sun are traveling each week. Then focus your attention on the area of life that the planets are affecting in your chart. For example, you can make lots of headway just by knowing which day to ask for that raise or not. In March, Jupiter and Saturn are in the same sign, Aquarius, and this happens every 20 years. Jupiter is associated with expansion, enthusiasm, while Saturn is linked to realism, order, discipline, and practical thinking. When these two planets are traveling together, you are able to grow up and drop some of your childish ways and behave responsibly and maturely. With Jupiter in Aquarius, you are able to acquire more wisdom in the area of your birth chart that is associated with that sign. Through the science of astrology, we are aware of energy being sent down from the universe. Our greatest gift, inspiration, comes to us from somewhere beyond the body. We all can receive insights and answers to our questions when we're in the state of relaxation, meditation, or during sleeping time in our dream state. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Welcome to March, finally. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
And that was your weekly cosmic tip. You know, you can have a good life if you just know a little bit about astrology. I make these weekly reports on the energies of the week, and it can be very helpful to you. It really can. For example, if you wanted to ask for a raise and you didn't know what day to ask for it, the weekly cosmic tip will tell you. If you follow the planets, you can have a good life. All you have to do is time your moves to coincide with the movement of the planets. And that's what a lot of people have done. Even Nancy Reagan had an astrologer. Just know which are the good months and which are the bad. And we had one week in February that I had said would be the worst week of the year. And it probably was because they've done so much to change the laws, and half of us don't even know what they're doing. And I think that there's going to be repercussions from that down the way. But reckoning is rebirth. We're having a reckoning. We're having this energy is way beyond this planet of what's going on. There's so much disruption and so much confusion. Destruction before reconstruction. I've taught my students that for years. Before you can get to where you need to go, you have to go through all of the movements to get there. And I always say there's destruction before reconstruction. And that's what brings opportunity for quantum new beginnings. You will not be rebuilding old ways, carrying your weighted burdens from your past into your future. No, that's not what I mean. But that would only replicate your past, and it would not give you a sustainable new home. You would not consciously rebuild in a flooded area without believing that the reckoning power of the floods, would you? You wouldn't build a house that was once flooded out. You'd go to higher ground and then rebuild. So when you destruct, what you do is you change your negative living area, or you change your thoughts. You change how you react to things. Sometimes if you're in a relationship, you have to let go of the relationship and know that you will always have a relationship with yourself. And that's why we have to take care of ourselves so much. If you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody. But we don't do that. We're always out helping other people. And sometimes we don't care of our health. Sometimes we don't care about our money. We're not cautious enough. And we always have to care about our wisdom and our intent. Intent is what creates your future. And visualization and setting conditions. You can set a condition like, I'm never going to have a relationship like that again. I'm not going to have a destructive relationship. I'm not going to allow people to talk down to me. I know who I am. I know what I am. and I know how I serve. And then get strong in that. And that's how you get your freedom. Freedom is on the horizon because you have created a turbulent time to break free of a existence that's been very stagnant. Anger and frustration are a part of this deconstruction and serve to awaken you to greater possibilities in all areas of life. Embrace this change. Embrace this turbulence. Let go of the past and allow life to bring to you the experiences that will intrigue, entice, and nurture you as you move through these times of change. It's not the end of the world. It's the beginning. And it's the beginning of your world, however you envision it. No matter what goes on outside of you, you are in control of what's inside of you, and no one can take that away. Are you now sure that you can get there? Because you can. Take yourself on an adventure. Whether you're comfortable in a chair or whether you're going to go across the continent and tour the world. This time is meant for you to explore, to know what your strengths are, to release what is, because what's coming is a gift waiting to be open. And that's really true. The gift is inside of you. But the thing is, can you accept it? If you want to be a singer, can you train your voice to perfection? Will you take the time? Will you have the courage? And if you want to be an accountant, will you go to school and learn how to arrange the numbers in a way that is helpful to everyone? If you want to drive a truck, do you have the stamina? Do you know how to drive hydraulic trucks? Can you learn? Everybody is in turbulence. So many people have lost jobs across this country. And it's amazing and very frightening. What are you going to do to care for your family? Go inside. You have more talent than you think you have. Find it and work with it and create it. And it will happen for you, especially when you know who you are, you know what you are, and you know how you serve. Find something that you love and do it, and the money will flow. Especially if you're using it to help others, like your family or the people that are close to you. We're having some feminine energy emerge. Feminine energy is coming in. When a rushing storm necessitates that you leap out into the unfamiliar waters, all noise falls away except your leap, except your rushing away from the waters. And this is called a reckoning. You're working with whatever's happening around you to get around it and survive and then continue on down the road. And we all live that way. And that's good to know. Because everything that's coming beyond this turbulence, which we'll be through within 3 years, is going to be very different, very loving. We're going to have more of appreciation of who we are. We're waking up. We realize that we've been in a pattern of pitter-patter, same old, and all of that has to leave, and we need to bring in a new energy of expansion, an energy of awareness, and an energy of changing and emerging into a calmer, kinder person. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Now it's time for our break, and I'll be back with a little bit more information right after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Let me give you flowers, let us share a smile. Let your heart and mind relax and glow. Now can be the moment when love will set you free. Let me give you flowers for a while. Let me give you flowers to brighten up your day, to ease you so you'll let your spirit soar. The truth lies in your knowing that love's the only way. Let me give you flowers for a while. Life, say yes to life with every passing day. Yes, throw open wide. And words and song to touch you and revitalize your life. Now can be the moment, now's the time for you. Relax, let go and be at peace. Receive all the flowers, all the beauty, all the wonders are yours. Receive the love.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was my wonderful friend Elizabeth Hepburn. You know, every time I go to see Elizabeth, I bring her flowers. And when she comes to see me, she brings me flowers. And it's just something that we have between us. I love that song. I really do. And, of course, there's always love with flowers, no matter whether you're the father or the child or the boyfriend or the girlfriend or whatever. So what we're talking about is affecting healing and positive change and working with this turbulent energy so that we can begin to see the light in every soul. you're going to find that you have new abilities emerging. You're going to find that you shift over to doing something maybe different, maybe taking a chance and trying something new, and then it's going to work very well. And what I'm trying to say to you is to master your new abilities. Learn how to master your new insights and abilities and utilize them for a greater cause. Expand your energetic field and communicate with others. Introduce guidelines and insights and work with the outer layers of the earth and the elements. Establish a bridge where you can assist in harnessing new energies. And that's when you want to learn about the new spiritual chakras, which are here, which have been here since 2012, and I was blessed enough to be able to write the book and describe them. I'm about to begin a new column on my website, which is new-visions.com, and that column is going to talk about prophecy today, what's coming around us, how we can stay centered and work with it by working the new spiritual chakras. The book is available on Amazon.com, and I suggest that you get it and read it because I think working with the new chakras is going to be the strongest and smartest way to get through what we need to get through. All your needs will be provided for so that you can fully dedicate yourself to being the bearer and torch holder for this new world that's coming and your new existence. I know I've had turbulence in the past 2 years, and now I'm in a new existence. And I left my entire life, 1, 2, 3, because of a feeling inside. I had this feeling inside that it's what I needed to do to survive and to begin anew. My goodness, what a 2 years it's been. But it's been a wonderful 2 years. I got picked up and moved, and then I moved again. And I'm back in my family home, and I'm dealing with that. And we've just finished doing the renovations, so now I'm going to create a life. And I'm going to create the life by going within, mastering my new abilities, and making some changes in my game plan, and doing things differently. I'm going to work with Zoom, and I'm going to work with Skype, and I'm going to work online. I can have a yoga studio right online. I can have readings right online, and I've been doing it. And I've been working with healing online, on Zoom, and on Skype. And it's been wonderful work. It's been very rewarding work. And it's taken me into expansion. It's taken me into a place that I didn't really know or understand. And with help from my friends, I'm being supported and encouraged. And all my clients are encouraging too because they're having results with their lives. When an energy connects with another energy, information can flow through. So when I connect with you and I'm working with you, your energy, your blocks, and your needs will appear. And they can be melted away, they can be discussed, they can be adjusted by you recognizing them, you seeing them, and becoming a master, understanding that you can make the change. You don't have to be in fear. You need to give it time. It does take time, and it does take a meditation practice. So I hope a lot of you who are listening are considering starting a daily meditation practice. It's good for the physical. It's good for the heartbeat. It's good to sharpen your thinking and to have you focus. It's good for your limbs and for your body because you relax. And as you relax and unwind, new messages can come through, and a lot of the fear and the tightness and the regrets of the past can be melted away. You don't do it. The universe does it. The universe is sending this energy down to this planet for a reason. And the reason has to be clearing. We're held by the entire Galactic Federation and beyond that. And you are the new students. You are the holders of the new rays and this new ascension. You are the new masters embodied in the new world, even though you're still on the planet Earth. Celebrate. Celebrate yourself and to all those who contribute to your cause, either invisible or visible. You have wonderful friends around you that are supportive, and you have you, and then you have your higher you. You have your blessed higher self, which is connected to your guides and to the angels. And if you listen and you have a daily meditative practice and you learn about affirmations and you learn about setting a condition, your life will change for the better. I am going to be teaching classes online, and I'm going to begin to do that. If you'd like to be on the mailing list, then my email is elizabeth_joyce.16@aol.com. I would love to hear from you. The website is new-visions, and let's do it. Let's get together. Let's affect healing, and let's do positive change. And let's decide that we're going to see the light in every soul. It has been recommended by the beings that are higher than we are to pray for every soul on the planet, not just the people we love, but for everybody, for every soul that's confused, for every soul that's in darkness and in pain. Pray for them. Pray that the light comes in sharper than it has been. Become a transformational instrument that will introduce the higher streams of calibration for the higher dimension energies, for ascension, and to raise your vibration. Remember, when your vibration flows at a higher rate, there is no sickness, there is no fear of COVID, there's no fear of anything. You walk the planet a little bit higher vibration, and you can spread your light to all those around you and help them to heal and help them to move forward. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're coming to the end of tonight's program. The meditation that I recorded for tonight is called Healing and Frequency Meditation. And it's going to help you raise your vibration. And tomorrow on BBS will be the pod that you can download and put on your computer. And you can put this meditation on and use it over and over again, which is what I suggest that you do. I love to do my teaching shows. And again, I'm going to tell you about the new spiritual chakras, which I'm going to be focusing on through the spring. There's a wonderful chart in this book that tells you about the body organ chart with the chakras and how each chakra rules a part of your body, and all about the seven new chakras and what they do for you and how you'll open up to spirit. And I'm sure we all want that. It's better than gold. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Now we're going to go into the meditation, and we will hear the song by William Vitalis called Water. And we will close with Richard Schulman and his music on Ascension. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
It's known by many names, the Muslim call it Jal, the Hindu call it Pani. The Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world, nothing soothes the pain like water. Dear sister, water, so humble and pure. I would cry too if I was a cloud. I would cry long and I would cry loud if I could wash away. Known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey, or gall, or I can call it Krishna.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the healing meditation that will help raise your frequency vibration. Raising your vibration into the fifth dimension is to live an amazing life. In order to do that, you need to break through the conditional response of fear that we have all been brought up with and that has been with the planet since almost the beginning of the planet. We have come to a time when this really counts. Yes, it seems crazy out there, but it's really not. It's just that all the outmoded negative life ups and downs are being broken down and split apart. Do not allow yourself to be sucked into this frightening energy. As a child, we were taught to fuss and whine when we wanted our own way. And we have brought that into our adult life. We haven't realized that as we grow older, we need to leave our childish ways. We can communicate instead of taking a negative action to gain a response or to get our own way. we use the childish feelings, childish behavior. At this time, as we enter the fifth dimension, we must change our thinking process and how we think about our life. We are being tested. The history of life on Earth is that people prey on the weak people to get what they want. When a friend or a boss yells at you and reprimands you, it's not anything to do with you. They are angry at something that they're angry at, which has nothing to do with you. You're simply a scapegoat where they can drop their negative feelings and anger. Something else is going on around them, and the anger becomes a great expression to vent on you. What's going on in this country has nothing to do with the real issues, because real issues never require anger or violence. The riots and anger is an age-old excuse, the old way of handling things so that you can behave badly. When a window gets broken and a small store is looted, the people that you are supposedly defending may be put out of business. Looting and breaking windows has nothing to do with peace, protesting, or justice. That's an excuse. It's a behavior that we have used for centuries and eons, and it has to stop. Who does the billy pick on? The biggest guy? No. They pick on the weakest. But the bully has issues, and they want to prove how good they are. And these issues have nothing to do with who they pick on. It is very important in the next 4 years that we stay centered, at peace, and change our focus. We change our focus from fear and what's going to happen to me to I am a powerful individual, I am a light worker, and I work in love, peace, and harmony. Right now, people use frustration for their own personal agendas. And this has to stop, this has to change. The world is changing. Here's what we can do about it. Here's where we can grow. We'll stop acting like babies because we are now holding the power that we did not know about years ago. We would actually go into a challenging situation and do the same things that are being done now. Negative times negative equals negative. Nothing gets accomplished, and terrible destruction is left behind. You hold the power of the oneness, and you act on that power of the oneness. And this is done with total peace, no judgment, and not being sucked into the confusion and anger and hostility of those around you. A riot is a riot, and nothing has changed. Oh, but wait. What about you? What has changed? What can change? You have the power to change. And what you have the power to change is your reaction. Of course there's bad behavior. It's always hanging around for a reaction. And when you give it the reaction, the baby gets fed. That is what we do to manipulate and control. The Lord said, "The meek shall inherit the earth." It's here. It's now. Our spiritual tests begin now. And there's much more to come. 3 eclipses in 30 days. and 4 years of destruction before reconstruction. We as lightworkers must create the peace that can and will change the outcome. It will change everything. So join me as we embrace spiritual frontiers with a new way of loving and a new way of remaining in love, peace, and harmony. On the basis that I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. You are a child of light. You are experiencing different vibrations and frequencies on this earth plane. And your mission now is to raise everything up to a higher frequency where you don't need physical power. You don't need weapons because you hold the power. You hold the power within yourself. Focus on living on a peaceful planet. A planet that chooses to live in love, peace, and harmony. This is your new mission. All of this is a test. I have told you this would be happening, and it will continue to do so. But we can hold out for 4 years. All are being tested. Other forms of the lower frequencies will evolve. Much more will be happening in all areas of our life. It will hit, it will create separation, it will create illness, it will affect finances. But the most important thing, I promise you that this will become the biggest challenge of your life. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Expect many changes and expect a new energy that's coming into your life. You are reloading your energy. This energy is benign, it's of a higher frequency, and it will bring you balance, love, peace, and harmony. Take another deep breath, closing your eyes, looking at the light on your third eye. Let the light expand. Let it expand throughout your mind, that beautiful amber gold. And know who you are, that you are a child of God, that you are an energetic being in the universe, and that you hold a power beyond human imagination. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Have a peaceful night and let this energy envelop you throughout the upcoming turbulent days.